Men, this crime wave must be stopped. And it's my duty as chief of this police department to see that you men do your duty in checking this sudden rapid rise in burglaries. Confer with the shopkeepers on your beat as to the valuable goods in the shop. Learn from them the likeliest way for a burglar to get in and out, so that you can take particular notice if entry has been gained. That's all I have to say, Sergeant.
Yes, sir. All right, men. Night patrol dismissed.
A radio play for this week, Criminal Police, is a dramatization based on a story depicting unusual happenings in the Metropolitan Police Department. This story will be found in the fascinating pages of next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the educational and entertaining magazine distributed with every Hearst Sunday newspaper from coast to coast.
There's a light in the back of that auto supply shop, Yates. Where's Reed? Got to be making his rounds.
Here he comes now, Sergeant. He was trying the door of that barber shop. Say, I got an idea that would help checking up on rounds, Sergeant.
Not here.
Well, get a key from the owner of every place on the beat, and we can go on in and be sure everything's all right.
Hey, that's a good idea. I'll give general orders tomorrow for every man to do that.
Evening, Sergeant. Evening, Yates.
Evening, Reed.
Reed, why is that light burning in that auto supply shop?
Well, the bookkeeper's making out the bill tonight, Sergeant. She works late like this every month.
I see. Everything under control in this section?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to issue this order tomorrow, but you might start tonight with that shop. Get a key to every place on your beat, and instead of just trying the door, let yourself in and make a thorough search as you make your rounds.
Yes, sir.
All right, Yates. Good night, Reed.
Good night, Sergeant.
Who's there?
Good evening, Miss Winston. Everything all right in here?
Oh, Officer Reed, why, yes, thank you.
Miss Winston, I've got orders to ask for a key to the place, so I can come in nights and make sure everything's all right. Have you an extra key you can give me?
Why, of course. There ought to be one around here someplace.
Say, is there any special way in which a burglar could gain an entrance except by the front door?
Why, by that back door there, which leads to an alley. Here's a key for you.
Thanks. Gee, Miss Winston, I wish you had to get out bills every night.
What?
Oh, I don't mean it quite like it sounds. I mean, I look forward to these little visits. It's pretty lonely walking my beat every night without seeing anybody.
I know how it is, Officer Reed. I don't see anybody either.
You don't? A pretty girl like you? Well, now, see here. Something's got to be done about that. Well, that is, if you don't mind, of course.
I don't mind.
And you're going to have one evening taken care of this week when I'm off duty, and that's Friday night.
Oh, that'll be mighty nice.
Tell me, where would you like to go?
Well, I'd like to go to... Promise you won't laugh.
I promise.
I'd like to go to Moonbeam Park.
Well, then it's a date. Friday night for Moonbeam Park. Well, I've got to pound the pavement. Oh, I almost forgot. Where do you live?
Oh, yes, straight through there on the next block, number 163. In fact, the window of my room looks right down on the back door of the shop.
I won't forget that. See you Friday.
Good night.
Good night. Quiet, isn't it, Miss Winston?
Oh, yes, it is. I haven't had a ride through the old mill for years.
Kind of makes you wish it would never end, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
Miss Winston, Diana, there's something I'd like to ask you.
Yes?
Will you go to the policeman's ball with me?
Why, Timothy, this is so sudden. When will it be?
Well, it's a month from tonight. But I just want to make sure you're free for that night.
Well, of course I'll be free, Timothy. But ask me again in a few days. Sorry to make me feel I'm terribly popular, will you?
You bet I will.
And now, I think as soon as this ride ends, we'd better be starting for home.
All right.
Lovely evening, Timothy.
Did you, Diana? Well, I'm glad. I've had a wonderful evening, too. I wish you didn't have to go right in.
Oh, but I do. I'm a working girl, remember?
Oh, I'll see you again Friday night.
Uh-huh. Good night.
Good night.
Well, 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 look who's here. Talk about a bus driver's holiday.
Oh, hello, Yates.
Can't you keep off this beat in your spare time?
Well, I didn't expect to see you.
Why not? I cover for you on your nights off. What are you doing around here at this time of the morning?
Unofficial business. Good night, Yates.
Say, Miss Winston, every Saturday morning for the past 2 weeks, certain articles of stock have been discovered stolen.
I must admit that has been true.
Thank you. And now, Sergeant, Officer Yates covers the Grand Street beat for Officer Reed on Friday night?
Yes, sir.
Yates, suppose you tell us what you know about this.
Well, sir, about 2 weeks ago, I come across Officer Reed at 2:30 a.m. at the corner of Grand and Oak Street. I kidded him about being around this beat on off duty. He says he didn't expect to see me. Then I asked him what he was doing around there at that time of the morning, and he says, unofficial business.
Officer Reed, is this true?
Yes, sir.
What was this unofficial business?
I can only say, sir, that it has nothing to do with the matter under investigation.
So far, we have only your word for that.
I can't say anything more, sir.
I must warn you that the only conclusions I can draw from your refusal are not favorable in your case.
Please, Martin.
Yes?
Perhaps Officer Reed's sense of gallantry keeps him silent. At the time mentioned, he had just said goodnight to me at my door.
Oh, I see. Thank you, Miss Winston. Officer Reed, is that your reason for such a cryptic answer to Officer Yates?
Yes, sir.
You may continue, Officer Yates.
Well, sir, after he left me, I watches him, unbeknownst to him. I see him turn down the alley beside the Automotive Supply Company. He was gone about 10 minutes. And he came out, looked up and down the street, and leave.
Officer Reed, is this true?
Yes, sir. But I wasn't robbing the store, sir.
You must admit the circumstantial evidence is damaging.
I know that, sir. But I tell you, I'm not guilty of robbery.
Then what were you doing?
Must I answer that question, sir?
I'm afraid you must.
Well, sir, Miss Winston's window looks down on the alley at the back of the store. And each night, after we'd said goodnight, I'd go back in the alley and wait for her light to go on. Then I'd know everything was all right and I'd leave.
I see. But why did you look up and down the street? That was suspicious.
Yes, sir, I suppose it was. But I didn't want Yates to see me and start asking any more questions. He'd try to make a fool of me at the station house.
Officer Yates?
Yes, sir.
You didn't see Officer Reed carrying anything away?
Well, no, sir. But the articles missing could have been carried off in its pocket.
Sergeant?
Yes, sir.
You haven't found any missing articles in Officer Reed's locker?
No, sir, I haven't.
Well, no evidence definitely linking Officer Reed to the crime having been brought forward. I can only acquit him of the charges.
Well, thank you, sir.
But in view of your having been suspected of criminal activity, for the good of the force, I must suspend you. Case dismissed.
Oh, Timothy, I'm glad you're acquitted. But I'm terribly sorry about your being suspended.
Thanks, Diana.
What are you going to do now?
Get reinstated on the force, that's what.
Oh, I hope you can, Timothy.
I've got you, Diana. For a very special reason.
But how are you going to do it?
With your help.
With my help?
Yep. Are you game to give up some of your beauty sleeps to the cause?
Why, of course I'll do anything I can to help you.
Okay. Here's where an ex-policeman turns private detective.
Dark in here, isn't it?
Yeah. Getting cramped in that office chair, Diana?
Oh, a little. Timothy, What makes you so sure the thief will be coming around the store tonight?
Well, the robberies were committed here in the nights I was off duty.
Yes?
Therefore, I figure that the thief or thieves think with me off the beat for good, they can have things pretty much their own way.
Oh.
So they'll be back at the first opportunity. And that's where we come in. We're the surprise reception committee.
But I don't see where I come in, unless you consider me company.
You are company, Diana. Sitting here in this dark office waiting. But you're going to be very helpful in identifying the thief or thieves in court.
Oh, I see. I'm the witness.
That's right. They might not believe me, but they certainly will believe you.
Oh, I do hope you catch him.
So do I. It ought to be easy. You see, we can look into the stockroom through that glass panel without being seen ourselves.
Well, suppose nobody comes around tonight.
Then we try again tomorrow night and the next night. Mr. Thief will poke his nose into our trap sooner or later.
Yeah, for the sake of our cramped muscles, I hope it's sooner.
Oh, you're a peach, Diana, to stick with me.
Oh, I really don't mind, Genesis, as long as I can help you.
You sure can. You know, there's only one thing this reception committee needs.
What's that?
My good old service revolver. They took it away from me. I guess I'll have to pull the old trick of holding my hand jammed in my pocket as though I had a gun.
I can get you a gun.
You can?
Why, yes. You see, Father got a permit for the shop right after the first robbery. There's a gun right here in this chest, in this top drawer.
Have you got it?
Yes, here it is.
Oh, let me take it.
Where are you?
Here. I've got my hand out. Feel it?
No, I... Oh, here you are. Got the gun?
Yep, thanks.
Timothy, what was that?
I didn't hear anything.
Oh, must be my imagination. What are we going to do when the thief comes in?
Blind him with the rays of his flashlight. If he's armed, disarm him. And then get him over to the station house. Look.
I don't see anything.
There's someone at that back door. I saw a streak of light through the keyhole.
Oh, I'm terribly excited, Timothy.
Look. The door is open.
What?
See the flashlight turning around the stock room?
Yes.
Our unknown caller isn't taking any chances if he can help us.
Can you see who it is?
No. He's keeping well back at his flashlight. He's got it trained on something. See his arm reaching across the beam of the light?
Yes. Let's go out and capture
him. No, not yet. He hasn't taken anything yet. So far, he's only guilty of illegal entry.
He's putting his light on that ledge, and he's going to use both hands.
Yes. Now we can get a good look at him. Diana.
What?
Do you see what I see?
What? He's wearing a uniform.
Yes, a policeman.
Let's go out and surprise him, Timothy, quick.
No, not yet. Remember, he hasn't taken anything yet.
But
it says he was simply investigating in line of duty.
There. He's putting a motor meter in his pocket.
Yes, and another. All right. Here's where we get him. Put up your hands. I've got you covered.
Reed, what are you doing here?
Why, if it isn't my brother, Officer Yates. Stand right where you are, Yates. Don't try to take those motor meters out of your pocket. Miss Winston is a witness for me. Take his gun, Diana.
Here.
So that's why the robberies always took place on my nights off. Well, here's where you're going to have a few nights off yourself, Yates.
Yeah, well, I won't be the only one to go up. Believe me, I'm going to talk plenty.
So there are others in this besides you, eh?
I'll say. Why, we've been doing this trick for years. Why, we formed a perfect crime club because nobody ever caught on to us, not even the chief.
Very neat. You do the robbing and then investigate it. Well, when you tried to throw the blame on me, Yates, you threw a boomerang. Diana, call the boys to pick up this artificial limb of the law.
Oh, Timothy, now you'll be reinstated. Aren't you glad?
I'll say I am, for a very special reason.
Operator, give me the police, quickly.
You know what this will mean, don't you?
Yes, promotion, Timothy.
Maybe, but I wasn't thinking of that.
Why, what were you thinking of?
Now we'll be able to go to the policeman's ball officially.
You have just listened to a program taken from a story appearing in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. Read this amazing story of strange happenings in the police department in your copy of the American Weekly magazine next week. This is Wentworth announcing and turning the microphone over to your own announcer.
resurrection of the life, saith the Lord. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live.
There's a man in the street, Sergeant.
Where?
That fellow there, but who?
A man dressed in brown?
Yes.
Well, who do you suppose he is? Her husband?
Or her lover?
I'll go over and find out.
A radio play for this week, Unknown Beauty, is a dramatization based on a story entitled The Mystery of Room 304. This story will be found in the fascinating pages of next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the educational and entertaining magazine distributed with every Hearst Sunday newspaper from coast to coast. Ariel Milligan stands in the doorway of a Florida bungalow, gazing out into the moonlit garden. Suddenly, her husband's voice breaks the spell.
Ellie! Ellie!
Oh, Papa!
Well, of course it is. Who'd you think it was?
The lovely evening had me in its magic spell. Papa.
Yes?
Papa, let's pretend we are not married.
But we are, Ellie. That's silly, pretending we're not married.
Yes, of course. It was just an idea. Why? Where are you going, Harper?
I've got to run upstate and see about getting an okay for opening a circus season in Clearwater. I'll be back as soon as I can.
But, Harper.
Yes?
Tonight's our wedding anniversary.
Huh? The 24th? Oh, so it is. Well, that's too bad, Ellie. I'd like to be able to take you out to celebrate, but Ryerson says there's a hitch in his arrangements at Clearwater, and I'll have to go up and settle things.
Hello there.
Oh, there's our friend Gray. Hello, Gray.
Hello, Bramwell.
Say, why don't you get yourself all togged up and let him take you out tonight, Ellie? I'll pay the shot.
Going out? I'm glad I caught you. I'm leaving for home tomorrow. Thought I'd drop over and say goodbye and bring Ariel some posies.
Oh, Tulip. How beautiful. This is terribly nice of you, Bramwell.
I'm just heading for the train. I have to be up in Clearwater for tomorrow morning.
Oh?
Yeah, see here, Gray. This is our anniversary, and I can't do the honors myself. So why don't you take Ellie out someplace this evening? I'll pay the shot.
Why?
Oh, well, you shouldn't do this. Maybe Bramwell has plans of his own.
No, I'm free as a bird. I'd be delighted to take you out, Ariel.